And a good Tuesday, everybody. Welcome into Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having an awesome day so far. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos back of the studio. We're located today in East Nashville. Adam Vingan, Willie Donick, side of town, 926 Gallatin Avenue right here in East Nashville. You can stop by at the Dunkin' location here with a stuffed toy and donate it to a child this holiday season. We're teamed up with the Nashville Children's Alliance, so please come by. And you can also get qualified for a four-pack of tickets to the all-inclusive 501 Club at Bridgestone Arena to a Preds home game. We want to send a special thanks to Metro Nashville Police Department, the Catalano Group, the Bluemont Group, Family Leisure, Thompson Machinery, Richmar Flores, Right Time HVAC, and Arella Dine. For more information and a list of Dunkin' locations that you can donate a stuffed toy to, just visit thegamenashville.com/toy. So, day number two of our toy day.
I like it. Yesterday, we had a lot of people come by and drop off some really cool toys over in Brentwood, and hopefully get the same today as well. You guys are amazing, and thank you for answering the call for bringing just a stuffed toy. I mean, it's simple as that. That lights up somebody's world. So we had some really cool things that were dropped off yesterday. So we appreciate you guys so much in every way of helping us out on this toy drive.
Absolutely. So, Joe, the Titans want to know if you're interested in joining the practice squad because the NFL are signing grandpas now.
Right? So, is he the first grandpa to ever play?
Maybe.
Second.
Ricky, is he the second?
Brett Favre in 2010.
Okay. That's right.
So Philip Rivers has signed with the Colts. And look, I've told you, age is nothing anymore.
Right.
You okay over there?
No.
Age is nothing anymore. So he's 44 years old. Good for him. People are like, why do that? Why not? Tell me why not, right? He's probably getting tired of being yelled at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, he we'll see. I mean, I think the oldest – quarterback to start a game is probably Blanda, right?
Gotta be. I mean, he was old.
I mean, he was like in his 50s, wasn't he?
I think so.
Late
48.
48.
Have you seen pictures of him at 48?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks 98. I don't look much better at 57. I don't know why I'm putting that out there. But good for Philip Rivers. And that just shows you how important, how valuable quarterbacks are in the world of football. That you've got to sign a 44-year-old guy who's been out of the league – since 21, is that right?
Yeah.
So, a guy's been in the league 4 years. That's how bad quarterback play is.
Here's the thing. If he signs to the active roster, I think that resets his clock.
It does. I don't think he cares about that,
though.
No. Why not bring Brady back? I mean, why not?
Oh,
right?
God. Could you imagine, like, him signing with the Raiders?
Not the Raiders. He ain't signing with a loser.
He owns them.
I know. But he ain't signing
I think
with
he would – well, actually – he would have to divest his interest in the Raiders to sign, I believe.
Well, it would be like your favorite driver, Dale Sr., right? Did he not own a team and drive for somebody else?
He did, but NASCAR allows that. I don't believe the NFL does. NASCAR allows a lot of things that they're probably not going to be able to do anymore because Michael Jordan's suing them, so, and he's probably going to win.
I don't like that. I don't like – nobody asked me, but I don't think that's – I don't like. I would not like my driver to own another team and drive for me.
No, I mean, but Denny Hamlin's doing it now. Denny Hamlin. Here's the weird part. So Denny Hamlin drives for Joe Gibbs. He owns 2311 with Michael Jordan. That Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan are suing NASCAR in an antitrust suit, basically saying they're a monopoly, which they are. And Gibbs is kind of like Gibbs and Hendrick and a bunch of the other owners signed the charter agreement. Didn't sue NASCAR, even though they probably agree with Denny and Jordan, and so it's made things pretty awkward.
I love lawsuits. Aren't they fun?
Well, this is going to change NASCAR forever. Like, NASCAR, as we know, it's probably going to go away.
And why?
Because the Michael and Front Row Motorsports is the other team. Basically, you're saying that NASCAR just does – they're the France family. They do whatever they want to do. They don't do what's best for the drivers and the teams, which
– is that yes or no?
I'm kind of with them on that. And that they're a monopoly because there's not another stock car league on the same level as NASCAR.
Well, aren't all –
they bought ARCA, so they own ARCA.
Okay.
other leagues have folded. There's the, you know, the lower series Cars Tour, which Dale Jr. owns, but that's not a national touring series like NASCAR.
Is NBA a monopoly? There's no NFL? I mean, you could say Canadian and UFL, but it doesn't.
And that's, I think that's how they get away with it, is okay. That there technically are other leagues, but NASCAR could argue that. But
I think the NFL, I think Goodell, you could slam him, has all 32 teams in mind when he does something. Not like two or three. At least in my impression of him, he does. Didn't ask me, and I'm nowhere around him, but I would think that would be kind of the thing.
But, yeah, so that's kind of where that is. But good for Philip Rivers. I mean, I don't think he's going to help much, but we'll see what happens.
Great. I mean, is the world that short on quarterbacks?
I don't think the world's short on quarterbacks. I think the world is short on good quarterbacks.
Well, I guess that goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Right? Like Hendon Hooker. How did he fall? Got so bad that nobody wants him.
Is he even on a team?
He's a practice squad. So Panthers practice squad? I think they went to the practice squad.
I don't think so. I don't think he's on a – oh, well, it does say Panthers.
Juju. I think he's there. I mean, are there –
yeah, he's
right?
On the practice squad.
It's so bad you got to sign somebody like that. It's really crazy. And people are like, oh, all this money quarterbacks are making. You see why. You got a good quarterback, you go a long way. And so now with signing Rivers with the Colts, that's just crazy talk at 44 years old. Good luck when the Texans pass rushers come at you in Week 18.
I'd rather have – 3337 says, I'd rather have Brady than Rivers. He couldn't win the big games 20 years ago.
True. Just got to manage it now.
Yeah.
Get him down the field and see what you could do.
I think Brady's doing just fine with Kevin Burkhardt on Fox.
I think he's living the life.
Because he's making probably more money than he would to sign with a team.
Right.
I think he's good.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool, though, to see, like, Favre come out? I mean, he's, what, 57?
Yeah.
Somebody
posted that. Remember that shaving commercial he did where he was shaving the beard off? It's like Brett Favre seeing Philip Rivers.
You couldn't bring the Mannings back. Hell, Peyton in his last 2 years was.
Okay. I know you have a question of the day, but I kind of want to throw this out.
Okay.
They have to obviously be living. But you could bring a quarterback back to your team, a la Philip Rivers. Who would you bring back?
Brady.
Who would you sign?
I doubt in my mind. Tom Brady.
Okay.
There's something weird about that dude, man. He's made a deal with someone to be that fit, that shape, that everything that he's got. I'd go Brady.
Just to piss you off, Peyton Manning.
Oh, get him. He was – really
with his rubber band arm.
Well, that last year, I'd send the farm after that dude. I don't know who else is left out there. Breeze? I think Breeze could come back.
I'd sign Breeze.
Yeah. I mean, Breeze wasn't known for 50-yard bombs. He was known for 10, 12 yards and running the spread offense to perfection.
Would you take a –
there's one out there right now that I would take.
Who?
Tannehill.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one.
Right? Why not take him?
Because he'd probably still play.
Yes.
I know they weren't good, but watching the – so the other night with the Big Ten championship game, that's like the only time I've watched like Fox's pre- and post-game.
Right.
Because I'm always watching game day. Brady Quinn and Matt Leinart looked like they could still play. They weren't good.
Right.
But they looked like they could still play.
Leinart was a part of – a very talented USC team, right? I think
– yeah.
Excuse me. That's the thing with Leinart was that he was the captain of the ship. So when he got to the Cardinals, you don't have those athletes around you. He'd be very pedestrian. I never thought Brady Quinn was great at Notre Dame. Everybody else did. I never thought he was, and he just flamed out with the Browns.
Yeah, yeah.
They still look good like they could play. But Leinart was exposed. Like him and Wisenhunt hated it.
Oh, yeah.
He blames Wisenhunt for this non-development as a quarterback in the NFL.
There's a couple of quarterbacks that probably do that.
Yeah.
One's in a duck blind somewhere, probably. Jake Locker.
Right?
Did you bring him back?
No, he's like, I'm seeing.
How about Vince?
Vince probably would. He's got a car payment to make. He'd probably come back.
Jay from Laverne. Okay, Jay, again, let's – McNair, he said McNair, We would love to have Steve back, but alive, unfortunately. 1-3-3-5, Troy Aikman.
Do you see that commercial with him and Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
I mean, Aikman is ripped.
He's ripped. His neck is
he's ripped.
3-3-3-7. I bet Mike Vick could still come in and play. I don't know how old he is now. That's a good one.
It's a good one, yeah.
7-7-9-4, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep. Ben was very, the last couple of years, was not very mobile.
Right.
To go on.
But again, this doesn't necessarily have to be realistic. But
no, like, you go down all the teams, like, Dolphins, Tannehill played there, the Bills.
Mike Vick is 45.
E.J. Manuel, but he's also a college coach. He wouldn't go back. I'm like, Teddy Bridgewater came back, right? And still did that. Where's he, the Lions?
Yeah, no.
Or Buccaneers?
Buccaneers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Came bebopping in.
Kerry Collins.
He's doing what? He's at Summit High School, right? You need the OC at Summit High School?
Yeah, I think he might be. Yeah. Rivers was a high school coach at St. Michael.
I know that. I know he's from Athens, Alabama, man.
This is down I think that's where he went to high school.
Fairhope, Alabama.
Fairhope. Alabama. And he made
Alabama.
He made us all the way from there to NC State, which is crazy to me, and then became –
Jay from Laverne has a good one. Cam Newton.
Cam Newton, yeah.
Get him off ESPN with Stephen A. Smith.
Remember when Cutler took over for the Dolphins in 17? He was terrible, and they paid him $10 million that year because Tannehill had blew his knee out. Tannehill.
Will in Clarksville. Here's a good one. From – all right, let's see if I can get this right. From – oh, what's the name of the school? From Knoxville Webb.
Knoxville Webb. It's not Todd Helton.
Went to Marshall.
Ah, Chad Pennington.
Yep.
He's coaching in Lexington, Kentucky, and just won a state championship last year or the year before.
Oh, nice. Very nice. 3-3-3-7, let's go Terry Bradshaw. That's a joke.
Probably could. Still sling the ball down the field. I feel like we're missing somebody out there.
4-8-2-2 says Hasselbeck. Which one? Tim right? and Matt. They both look like they could still sling it.
Get the job done. I'm looking
Matt
around
Ryan?
These teams.
Who?
Matt Ryan.
Oh, Matty Ice. That's a good one.
He flamed out that last year with the Colts, too, as well.
Mark Rippon is the only correct answer.
His son is – Brent Rippon's on one team that's – where is he now? His son's a quarterback in the league.
Yeah.
Raiders, maybe?
No. Bengals?
Maybe, somewhere like that. His dad was a serviceable quarterback that won a Super Bowl.
Wes in Hermitage has a funny one and a good one. If the Titans were in this spot, I'd probably be calling Mark Sanchez. And if he didn't answer due to being in jail, then I'd probably call Tony Romo or Matt Ryan. Romo? Romo retired when he still had something left in the tank.
But he knew. He knew his job, that Dak Prescott was taking his job. By the way.
Scott, Jamarcus Russell.
By the way, Mark Sanchez went on Instagram and put out like, hey, happy holidays. Put a picture of his wife and his two kids. And the first comment on Instagram was, you probably shouldn't do this. So what do I do the next 30 minutes? I read the comments, and they blistered Mark Sanchez on that. By the way, Brent Rippon is with the Colts.
Colts, okay. So they're not going to use him?
No.
They'd rather have Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, practice squad with the Colts.
Chad says the head coach at Dr. Crane's alma mater. The Met Show.
Yeah. Dr. Crane, call him up.
I can, but I might pass on that one.
All right, there's some good ones. Again, are we making this our official question of the day?
If you want to, it's up to you.
Maybe we'll introduce the other one here in a minute. But if you could, in honor of Phillip Rivers coming out of retirement at 44 years old, which wasn't yesterday his birthday?
I don't know. Was it?
Didn't we just have his birthday? Yeah, I feel like that was just
December
on
the
celebrity
8th.
Birthday. At 44 years old, what old retired quarterback would you bring back to your team? They must be alive. 615-737-1025. We're live today at the Duncan in East Nashville. You can bring a stuffed toy by 926 Gallatin Avenue. It's Chase Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Down and five. McNabb comes back to this side of the field. Westbrook. Westbrook. Touchdown, Philadelphia.
All got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, well done, Dr. Curran. Donovan McNabb, and I believe that was a young Joe Buck on the call as well. So we come up with these stupid questions. You guys love these. Philip Rivers has signed with the Colts practice squad at the age of 44. Who is an old retired quarterback that you'd want to sign with your team? The text line has blown up. Now, Chad, who's here with us, brought up Dante Culpepper.
Yes.
And you said?
He is one of the most indirect, vital, important people in what we now know as college football. 2005, Dante Culpepper was traded from the Vikings to the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. In the 2006 season, Nick Saban had a decision to make. Dante Culpepper or Drew Brees? Drew Brees was coming off shoulder surgery, and the return was it wasn't that good. Culpepper was, for the most part, pretty healthy. So instead of signing Brees.
And Pennington was on that team too, right?
He was still with the Jets at the time.
Okay.
So Brees signs with the Saints. Culpepper stays with the Dolphins. They think, people, that if Drew Brees would have signed with the Dolphins, as well as he runs the spread offense, the success New Orleans had would have had it with Saban and the Dolphins. So, with that happen, it didn't work out. Saban goes to Alabama. Everything's changed. So, if Drew Brees would have signed with Miami in 2006, Saban probably stays at Miami because he always wanted to be a successful pro coach.
Have you ever looked at the coaching staff for Saban's last year with Miami?
I have.
Do you know who the OC was?
Is it Cam Cameron?
Mike Mularkey.
Was it really?
Quarterbacks coach, Jason Garrett. Assistant head coach and wide receivers, Charlie Baggett. The running backs coach, Bobby Williams. The tight ends coach, Derek Dooley.
Wow.
Offensive line was Hudson Hawk.
Yep, great coach.
Assistant offensive line, Tim Davis. Offensive assistant, James Coley. The defensive coordinator was Dom Capers. The defensive line coach was Dan Quinn.
This is great. Keep going.
Assistant defensive line, Travis Jones and Bo Davis. Linebackers, George Edwards. Secondary, Mel Phillips. The safeties coach, Kirby Smart. The defensive quality control, Glenn Pierce. I don't know him. Special teams, Keith Armstrong. And those are the names you know.
Yeah, our friend Muschamp left after the 2005 season and went to Texas or Auburn, whatever it was. I think Auburn.
So, let's see. So, one, two, three, four, five, six head coaches from either the NFL or college were on that staff.
Pretty good, right? So you think about this. You know, it says the Dolphins debated whether to pursue Culpepper or Drew Brees during the offseason. The Dolphins decided to bring in Culpepper based on a medical evaluation of the two players. Brees was coming back from a shoulder surgery, suffered the last game in the 2005 season. Drew Brees goes to New Orleans, has that massive success there. Culpepper stays with the Dolphins. Not very good. Saban leaves after that year and goes to Alabama after that. So
Culpepper, are you sure he was on the 06 roster?
Yeah.
Because this lists Joey Harrington, Cleo Lemon, Shane Matthews, and Marcus Vick.
Yep, it says that he got off to a rocky start in his first two games. Fans booed him by calling for Joey Harrington in the second game.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
However, he had an improved performance in the third game, beating the Titans 13-10, who had the second-to-last defense in the NFL. However, the next week, the Houston Texans, with the last-ranked defense in the NFL, won their first game against the Dolphins. They were 1-3, and then Saban noticed Culpepper having trouble in practice due to a nagging, bruising shoulder injury and decided to sit Culpepper for a couple of practices. During that practice, Culpepper and Saban got into a loud, heated argument. Saban had decided to bench Dante until his shoulder recovered, and he got more of a mobility back. They lost to his injury. On November 30th, he went into had surgery off of that. So,
yeah. You know who they drafted with their first pick that year?
In 06, was that Jake Long?
Jason Allen out of the University of Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Listen to this, though. On December 25th, Steve Young appeared as a guest announcer during the Dolphins' second-to-last game and criticized Culpepper's work ethic. Culpepper saw this on his TV from his suite at Dolphin Stadium and immediately walked to the ESPN booth and asked for Steve Young to – waited for Steve Young to finish, then tried to fight him and said he not missed any meetings and not he was not lazy. Young apologized, said he had heard Culpepper had been missing meetings. He should have checked with Culpepper first. After that, everything went down. Saban left for Alabama.
Yeah, it was a mess. All right, so here's some quarterbacks people are throwing out there. 2-1-3-3, Andrew Luck. Robert in Nashville, Colin Kaepernick. That's a good one.
Right? He still wants to play, yeah, right? He says he can.
Yeah. 9867, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Lil Fitzmagic, Carson Palmer, Scott, Jay Cutler, David, Brock Osweiler, Justin and Greenbrier, Warren Moon, him and Cam can fight over wearing number one. Kendall and Laverne, not old, but Derek Carr. Everybody has forgotten about him. I think he's hurt. That's why he was retired. Neil says, love how you say he's 44. Chase must be in his 20s. I'm 38. 3431, Joe Montana. Seth, it's been 25 years, but I feel like Elway could come down from the box and sling it around. AB says, go get Joe Flacco or Trent Dilfer. He already knows how to play quarterback for a good defense and a good run game. 0989, Dan Orlovsky, he's 42. 3337, I read that Kaepernick was in shape. Also says RG3. Pat and Dr. Crane say clipboard Jesus, Charlie Whitehurst.
Here's a name for you. Derek Carr.
I just read him. But
yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's what I get for not paying attention.
But he's hurt. Didn't he retire, like, because he's hurt?
Yeah. What about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, he's the backup for
– he's in the –
he's the backup for the – he's with the Rams.
Okay.
He's the Rams backup.
Nick Foles.
That'd be a good one.
Blake Bortles.
Blake Bortles would be a good one.
Here's a trivia question for you, Chase. Who was the last Titans quarterback to throw for 400 yards?
In a game?
Yep. No. In a
sorry. No, in practice.
The last Titans quarterback to throw for 400 yards in a game is?
Mariota.
Nope.
Hang on. Tannehill?
No, sir.
Kerry Collins?
No, sir.
Was it Whitehurst?
You want people to guess on the text line? Is it more fun?
No. Right, how recent? Oh, Big Game Blaine.
Nope. I was like, Blaine Bishop? They were at Blaine Gabbert.
I'm trying to think of all the backups they've had.
This guy was not a backup. He was a starter.
Will Levis.
No, sir. You want a hint?
Yeah.
He went to Harvard.
Fitzpatrick.
December 15th, 2013. He's the last Titans quarterback to throw for 400 yards.
That's pitiful.
I got the whole list here. There's some people here who'd be like, what? Who?
For each team?
Each team. The last 400-yard passer for each team.
Do that coming up next because I'm curious now. Dustin in Hopkinsville, what about Eli Manning coming to Indy? Peyton would lose his mind.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Man, you know, I played there for a little time. There, and he wins a Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Peyton wouldn't talk to him ever again.
Be the third Super Bowl. Yeah, he'd pass Peyton.
Peyton would hate that.
Billy Volek gets one. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line.
Billy Volek.
Driven by WilsonCountyHighNate.com. That did not sit well with me. We'll have more coming next. 1025 the game. Chase and Big Joe. We're live today at Duncan, East Nashville, 926 Gallatin Avenue. You can bring a stuffed toy by and donate it to a child this season, this holiday season. We're aligned with the Nashville Children's Alliance, so come by. Got quite a few in there. Get you a coffee, get you a donut, and drop off some stuffed toys. A couple of more. Tim Tebow's been thrown out there.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. So, very, very well done. That was the only one.
So, I found the list of every team's last 400-yard passer.
Okay.
And when it happened. So, let's start with Arizona Cardinals.
I don't think so, but I'll guess Kyler.
Jacoby Brissett. 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Carolina Panthers.
Bryce?
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
The Bengals, their last 400-yard passer. If you get this, I'll buy you a donut here at Dunkin'.
Andy Dalton.
False. Joe Flacco a month ago.
Really?
Yes. The Chargers, their last 400-yard passer.
Herbert.
Yes, sir. 2 months ago. The Giants, last 400-yard passer.
Danny Dimes.
Russell Wilson.
Russell.
This year. All right. The Lions, last 400-yard passer.
Stafford.
Jared Goff.
Okay, Goff.
Stafford might have done it, but the last one was Goff.
Yeah.
The Browns, last 400-yard passer.
I don't know. Flacco?
Jameis Winston, last year. Steelers, last 400-yard passer.
Ben.
Russell Wilson, last year. Falcons had Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
We'll skip all these. We'll find somebody that's – the Bears, last 400-yard passer.
Cutler.
Jim Miller. November 14th, 1999.
Are you serious?
The Broncos' last 400-yard passer.
Cutler.
Man.
Peyton?
Peyton Manning.
Wow.
November 2nd, 14. I love this one. The Patriots' last 400-yard passer.
Brady.
In a Super Bowl. Losing effort in the Super Bowl to the Eagles.
That was Brady?
That was Brady.
Wow.
Yeah. The last one. Then, of course, there's a few on and
see,
on.
I thought he did in the 28, but I think the Eagles was after the 28-3.
Yep, it was. It was. Yeah, yeah. It was the next year, I think it was.
Yeah.
So there you go. So it just doesn't happen every day. You think, oh, the offense is now so prolific. Nah, not really. It goes on that way. So it happens. And so you have your quarterbacks, and that's why. So interesting to see with Rivers, and I'm sure the Colts are getting a lot of people like, what are you doing out there?
The Titans were who?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Nice.
The November 13th. It is nice. The November 13th. Fitzpatrick did. And I forget which game it was, but 2013. I mean, there's a lot of 300 passers, obviously, but there's not as many as you think it would be with all those happening. I remember watching a game one time, Warren Moon versus the Chiefs. It might have been a playoff game. Threw for like 530 yards, man. It was a machine. Of course, fantasy football brought a lot of those quarterback stats to mind during the 90s and 2000s. And still today, quarterbacks was like, God, he threw for so many 400 yards. Was like every game with Warren Moon in the run and shoot.
615-737-1025. Cousins has had a game with the Falcons over 500 yards, so that's probably the one.
Could be it. And that man has made all that money. He's won one playoff game.
Listen to this. So Richie from White House says, Chase, you might want to watch out for Amy. She might want to try and convince D-Mace to come help out the receiver room if they can't sign one for next season.
Why not?
He don't want to get hit.
He's pretty shifty.
I think he's good.
He's pretty shifty.
Chris Sanders told me, were you at the game when Chris was the legend of the game?
No.
So Chris comes out, and he took off on a sprint. And I texted him. I was like, hey, man, that was cool. And he goes, yeah, I pulled my hammy hurts.
See, he says that. That dude, and I told him, Chris Sanders was one of the fastest. I did a softball game with him. And he hit just a little blooper in the right field and was inside the park home run.
Yeah.
And that was like 10 years ago. So he's being very modest about his speed. But, good Lord, he was so fast.
Yeah. That was funny. God, that'd be hilarious.
But you think about, like, going back to quarterbacks, Andrew Luck, when he quit, we were all like, why?
Yeah.
You still got a lot to play for. He's like, I'm good. I'm done. 8 years, I think it was.
He was hurt. Speed up.
Got out of here and over it.
Look, I'm never going – like, you can be disappointed that you're – like, you know, a lot of people gave him crap because of when he quit. Like, he literally retired, you know, in the middle of a preseason game, right before the start of the season. The timing was terrible.
Right.
But he talked about mentally he just was not there. And I'm not going to fault a guy. Like, if you're checked out on something,
yeah,
if you're
right.
not in there, then you're just going to get yourself hurt. Like, don't do it. Like, I get it. I'm not going to fault a guy for that. That was Jake Locker. He had no love for the game anymore. you know, whether it's Wisenhunt or whatever.
Yeah, somebody took that love of the game.
Yeah, I mean, I think Wisenhunt played a big role in that, but.
Yeah, he only 7 years, locked 12 to 18 and walked away and said goodbye.
Yep.
But again, you look at Phillip Rivers is coming. Why would Phillip Rivers come back? Think about it. Why would you come back? It ain't about the money.
He looks in that drawer and there's a piece of hardware that in there.
I don't think so. I think he misses something in his life. He's got 19 kids.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, you missed that locker room. Derek and Chris talk about it all the time. You miss that.
Yeah.
You're good. It's like when I went and worked in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to make it about myself for 2 seconds. I was the worst corporate employee of all time.
Yep.
That wasn't
me. You were texting me like, hey, man.
How'd that interview with Sticks go? I would put a fake screen on at work and listen to you from 9 to 11 and text you throughout the entire show. So sometimes you just got to go back and be part of something one more time. You know, was Andy Bernard say, was there a way to tell you're in the middle of the good times before the good times are over or whatever he said?
Yeah.
And that's part of Phillip. I don't. When we talk to Tim here in a little bit, he's going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Good for him. Good for him to go back and play football again.
I'd be curious, like, if he or his brother got that call of, like, hey, you know, can you just come help us out? We'll sign you to the practice squad. You know, you're probably not going to play. We just want you to be like a coach. If one of them would do it.
Let's see, why not? You know who's out there that the Colts should probably get? Tim Boyle.
Oh, yeah. Friend of the show.
We should call him up today. Tim, any interest this year? Well, only people that have called have been you guys. Last six months.
We're starting a flag football team. We'd love to have you.
I'd take him in a heartbeat on that thing, man.
615-737-1025. We're live at Dunkin', 926 Gallatin Avenue today in East Nashville. Tim Hasselbeck at the top of the hour, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Tuesday. At Dunkin', 926 Gallatin Avenue in East Nashville, where you can bring by some stuffed toys. All right, so we were just talking during the break. Because I said, you know how old Matt Hasselbeck is.
Uh-huh.
He's 50. He just turned 50.
50.
Back in September.
And he can kick, and he can stretch.
He can do it all.
Because he's 50.
So, according to Pro Football Reference, in 1998, there were 8 quarterbacks drafted.
Okay.
We all know who number one was.
Mm-hmm.
Peyton Manning. Number two was Ryan Leaf. You know who the third one was?
Charlie Batch?
Charlie Batch, pick 60. After that?
Was it former McGavick High School standout MTSU quarterback Jonathan Quinn?
It was. He was 86. After that?
Jim Druckenmiller.
No.
I don't know.
91, third round to Denver.
Denver quarterback in the 98 draft. I don't know.
His father went undefeated.
Brian Greasy.
Greasy. 172 to Miami in the sixth round was John Dutton. I think he left the ranch there in Yellowstone.
And where was he from?
I have no idea. And then round six, pick 187 to Green Bay was Matt Hasselbeck. The final quarterback drafted. 232 to Chicago, Moses Marino.
Remember him?
I don't remember him.
Yeah, where'd he go?
Seventh round. Chicago.
But from what college?
Colorado State.
Okay.
John Dutton was Nevada.
Nevada.
Never played a game in the NFL.
That's crazy. Only 6 quarterbacks taken in that draft.
8?
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, Batch. Remember who drafted Batch?
Steelers.
Nope.
The Lions.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, because he was from Western or Central Michigan or one of those schools.
Jacksonville drafted Jonathan Quinn.
Yep.
Yep.
So he ended up going. Quinn ended up going to the Bears, and then he finished with the Chiefs.
Yeah, that sounds
in
right.
In his career for that former the Davis County.
Was he on the practice squad here?
I don't know. They might have taken a turn being here. do all that. Hey, when we came back from the break, that was the Mavericks song from Hell to Paradise this morning. Raul Malo passed away from cancer. If you've never heard of the Mavericks, I'm sorry. You probably need to. Just an outstanding band. That album called From Hell to Paradise. He was a Cuban, and then he came over and had a great career, had a beautiful voice, and it was silenced this morning because of stupid, I'm not going to use the F word, cancer. Just a great, had a chance to meet him several times. He was very, very gracious and huge loss for Nashville and for music, not necessarily country music because they were kind of alt country, but they were damn good. So prayers with his family and the musical family on the passing. That's two. Steve Cropper last week and Raul Malo today. So
the talking about Jonathan Quinn, 2001, he played for the Berlin Thunder.
Right.
NFL Europa.
You're so precious.
You're precious.
Right. The staff here at Duncan is amazing.
Yep.
Bringing our stuff to us. So, so the quarterback thing with Phillip Rivers going to the Colts, 44 years old, be a huge story. I mean, they need it. They're out of the – look, the Texans are the team, despite what John McClain told us yesterday.
Hang on. Ricky Merritt, our buddy Music City Bets, knows everything. He said John Dutton was a beast in the Arena League. He was on the cover of the video game.
Okay.
So he was – I guess that's who that was. He was in that – the Arena Football.
Okay, well, he's no Tyler Kolka.
No. Kolkamania, baby.
Come back in March.
It is.
NashvilleCats.com. Get your tickets now.
Come see us.
Yeah, come see us. Call us, and then tell us who your favorite spotter is.
Ask for gratis.
to do all that. Look, like Tim Hasselbeck has told us, look, if you can make a living playing football, whether it's Canadian football, Arena football, NFL, do it. Because there's going to come a day where you don't do it anymore. So
I just remember sitting there talking to Tyler Kolka at the in Albany, and I was like, "This guy is awesome. He's just very laid back, and like he was just happy to be there."
Right. Well, I think if you look in the record book, the first Arena Bowl championship title, I think the two quarterbacks on there, and I may be mistaken, but I think I'm right, are Jimbo Fisher and Whit Taylor.
Remember, oh, wow.
Vanderbilt quarterback Whit Taylor. Because Jimbo left Stanford and went right to the Arena Ball, then became a coach. Might have been Pittsburgh or Chicago or some team like that.
So Arena Bowl 1 was August 1st, 1987. The Denver Dynamite defeated the Pittsburgh Gladiators.
Look at the 88 team, because Jimbo was with me in 87.
All right. The Detroit Drive defeated the Chicago Bruiser. Steve Griffin was the MVP at Rosemont Arena. Hang on.
Okay.
So you're saying it was Jimbo and
Whit Taylor, one of those teams in 88, 89, right in there.
I don't see. No.
Probably not.
Hey, while we're looking, what do you have for Matt Hasselbeck, Dr. Crane?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sally O'Malley. I'm proud to say I'm 50 years old. I'm not one of those gals who's afraid to tell her real age, and I like to kick, shred, and kick. 50 years old.
That's it.
Years
Happy
old.
Birthday, Matt Hasselbeck, whenever it is.
Whit Taylor was with the Denver Dynamite in 1987.
Maybe that's it. Okay. There's a connection with those two guys. He played in 1988 for the Chicago Bruisers. Fisher did.
It was 1988?
The 88 team.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is fun. Thanks for going in real time with us.
1987, the Dynamite were led on offense by quarterback Whit Taylor and wide receiver Gary Mullen. Mullen won Arena Bowl I MVP. After winning the Arena Bowl, head coach Tim Markham was named the league's first ever coach of the year.
So Whit Taylor, okay. And then Jimbo played on the team next year, I guess played them in the finals.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because Whit was only there that one year.
Yep. Whit Taylor, former Vanderbilt quarterback, has a championship.
Yep.
Diego doesn't win on Saturday, does he?
I don't think so. I think he should, but I
– Hell, yeah, he should.
I think they'll give it to Mendoza.
Yep. I mean, Mendoza earned it on that – beating Ohio State on that pass, but – so – Vanderbilt's never had – did we look and see that Bill Wade might have been in the top 10 back in the 50s or something? But now you got a guy – he's going to cut
– Cutler might have been. He wasn't a finalist.
Who?
Cutler.
Never made it. Nothing. No top 10.
Okay.
We looked this up one day because we thought he might be there. Nothing. Yeah. No, so you got a Vanderbilt guy's going to come in second.
And then Tennessee's had Peyton and
– Johnny Majors.
As finalists, right?
And then there's somebody that made top 10.
Did Hendon go?
He did not go. He got shunned, but he made – did he not? I think he got top 10.
Yeah.
But a finalist.
Right.
Man, and then Johnny Majors.
Yeah. Well.
Adios Kazoo. Yep, those
two. I think he'll finish second.
Yeah.
I think he'll be second.
I mean, the pass, beating number one.
Yeah.
You had an extra weekend to play. Pavia didn't. And then, you know, I posted it on my Facebook this weekend that Pavia and – should win, and half the comments were like, you ever see him off the field, the way he carries himself? I'm like, I really don't care what he does off the field. I don't. I really don't care what he does off the field. Is it hurting me? Absolutely not.
No. 615-737-1025. We'll talk to Tim Hasselbeck. From ESPN, coming up next, live at Duncan in East Nashville today, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.